before Paul early. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
It is indeed early, but you know what's really cool? It's early, but the sun, actually, there's sunlight out there. And boy, that makes it feel a lot better than when you do this early show in, say, February or March, right?
Yeah, right.
December, January. It is indeed early, but it feels all right when you get up and you see a little sunlight out there. Kind of welcomes you to the day, beckons you to get rolling, right? Yeah, who
absolutely
are we kidding? It's still early, but nonetheless, we're getting this day rolling right here on WJR for you and for us and everyone who happens to be tuning in right now to the great WJR signal across our state and, in fact, across the Midwest. All right, now listen, we know there's a lot of dynamic change going on in the job market. Many of it surprising. Many of it surprising, you know, things that you wouldn't expect in a tough economy like this, things you wouldn't expect when we're facing a possible recession. Of course, now they're starting to think maybe that's not going to happen. But nonetheless, there's no arguing. These are tough economic times. No arguing. We're coming off one of the most unusual and historic events of anyone's lifetime, the pandemic, and businesses suffering through all of that. And yet, employment remains generally strong. We know about the tech layoffs that are going on, but in other business sectors, people can't, they can't find enough people to even employ. The job market is so hot in many sectors. What's this all about? Well, one thing that we're learning that is another piece of the puzzle is that many who otherwise could be employed full-time or throw their name in the hat for full-time employment are choosing instead to pursue some sort of part-time employment. Not as many people want to be employed full-time as used to be. Government data released June 2nd shows that people who want to be employed part-time up 5% from a year ago and 15% from a decade ago. That's a huge number of people in the job market, and that's unusual. I mean, unusual relative to history anyway. And that's part of the reason that the job market stays so hot, because there are fewer people throwing their hat in the ring. Now, that's one of the factors.
Let me interrupt you a second, Jeff. So
please.
Let me ask you. So when they say people are choosing to have a part-time job, this is different than what we were talking about a couple of days ago about having a side hustle. That's somebody that wants is working full-time and in addition has a part-time job. You're talking about people who are just choosing to have a part-time job. Is that right?
Well, what I'm saying is that people are choosing to have a part-time job. Now, what they do with their other part-time left over from the time that they would otherwise be fully employed, they're doing a variety of things with that. Some people are choosing to spend it on their personal lives. You know, one of the things the pandemic forced that studies have made clear is that people want to live their life more fully. And that includes not spending, in many cases, as much time at work, whether that desire be delivered by a hybrid work environment where you can work part-time at the office, if you will, and or at the site of the employment, or part-time at home and or part-time at home, or whether that means that you're simply employed part-time as opposed to full-time, not putting in that 40-hour week, putting in something less than that, and using that time for whatever you want. Again, whether for personal enrichment or personal reasons, being with your family, whatever it may be. Or, Kristen, you could fill that time, and many are, with starting a side hustle. So that would mean having part-time employment with your traditional employer and having a part-time, you know, side hustle, little business, freelance business on the side. So yes, many of these people who are choosing part-time employment are choosing to make up the difference in their income through a side hustle. So I think this says many things. Again, the employment market is changing, and we talked about reasons why. One is, you know, people choosing to have a richer, fuller life. Let me ask you, as a result of the pandemic and then on the heels of it, you know, feeling what everyone has felt really in various different ways in their own way, did the pandemic reshape your view on work life, as they call it, work life balance? And did it change your perspectives? Did it change your priorities? I can speak for myself, but Mark or Kristen, if you want to jump in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it absolutely changed our perspective, right? I mean, we value our time home, and for as stressful as it was being home with children.
What are you talking about?
It was great. I mean, it really was great. And I do miss that kind of slower pace, because I came back, you know, even faster and more furious than ever back to work. And so I actually kind of miss that day to day at home. But I think that some of the, you know, I was thinking about you kind of differentiating the little bit of the difference between part-time and full-time. And I think there's a lot of people that are still caring for maybe their parents, their children.
That's true.
Kind of the spill-off still of the pandemic. And so choosing a part-time job is their only choice right now. Still. Is that, do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good point. Sure, of course, yes. And I think also another factor in all this driving it, at least according to the recent information that we read, is that many now, because the job market is so tight, that people many times can get pretty close to what they were earning before on a full-time basis, now just as a part-timer. And so that's also, you know, obviously a major factor in this, being able to make close to what you were making before. But going only part-time, whatever that may mean, it's different job by job, company by company, sector by sector. But nonetheless, being able to get close then puts you in a position to be able to make a choice. Many people, of course, have to have a threshold. Most of us have to have a threshold amount of income to survive and pay our bills at a fundamental level. But beyond that, now people willing to give up some of that difference over and above that in order to make that trade-off for personal time. Well, I know there's no such word or term or phrase applicable when it comes to working at making the Paul W. Smith Show go. No such thing as part-time there. Ann Thomas, however you decide it, you're omnipresent, not only full-time, you're all-time.
Isn't this an interesting conversation, though? We're still talking about the pandemic and how it affected our lives, our work lives. And I think we're going to be doing it for quite some time. You know, every company seems still be figuring it out. You know, how do you help your employees make the transition from being home all the time to getting back into the office? Because a lot of people, they want to be back in the office, but there are others who are not so sure.
Good point, Ann, as always. And speaking of good point, I know you'll make many on the air on the Paul W. Show coming up next. What do you have for us?
We've got an interesting story coming up with Rod Alberts at 7:19 about the North American International Auto Show. He will be talking to Paul. He has a big announcement. You know, that show is coming up again in September, so stay tuned.
All right, right on. I love the shift, by the way, away from the January date we used to have with all the cold. It was hard to showcase Detroit in all of its glory. And it seemed it was always frigid, too. I don't know what it was, but happy to have it in September. Looking forward to hearing more from Paul W., you, Rod Alberts, et cetera, about what's coming up for this year's show. All right, stick with us. Paul W. Show coming up next right here on WJR.